SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Another SBS Pop Asia podcast. It's The Anime Show with Joey and Aki.
Welcome back to another episode of The Anime Show with Joey and Aki. I'm your host, Joey.
And I'm your co-host, Aki. And in this episode, we're going to be going over the recent news and passing of Isao Takahata, one of Studio Ghibli's finest men.
If you enjoy the show, make sure to like, favorite, comment, and share it with all of your friends.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of The Anime Show. I'm your host, Joey, and here's my co-host, Aki.
Hi, everyone, I'm Aki.
That is not what I say.
Well, that's not what I say.
Hi, everyone, I'm Aki. Like, well,
that's not how I sound.
Oh, sorry. Hi, friends, Joey here, the anime man.
I've never once said hi, friends.
It's the anime man extraordinaire here.
Extraordinary. Look, all right, no, we can't screw around today because today's topic is very serious.
Oh.
It is a serious one, actually. Oh. Like, I'm not even joking. It's actually a serious one.
Yeah, no, we're not joking. Okay.
Yeah, we're not joking around today. That's enough for the jokes because we have to talk about the sad passing of a brilliant man in the anime world, anime industry, a man by the name of Isao Takahata.
May he rest in peace. And I can hear people in the distance being like, who? Well, Isao Takahata. Did I say that right? Yes. It's Takahata. Okay.
Yes.
Yes, he was the co-founder of the famous Studio Ghibli. Now, for those of you, I hope you know what Studio Ghibli is. They made wonderful works such as Spirited Away, Howl's Moving Castle. Now, Isao Takahata being the co-founder, he definitely helped Hayao Miyazaki with a lot of that. But he also made some titles of his own.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, let's see. Some of his most famous directing works were Grave of the Fireflies, Pompoko, My Neighbor the Yamadas, and most recently, The Tale of Princess Kaguya. So, which I think are like a bunch of Ghibli films that, I mean, some of them aren't even Ghibli, but like a bunch of anime films that probably not a lot of people have really heard of, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely weren't pushed as much. Probably Grave of the Fireflies is one of his more prestige ones.
Yeah.
Is that the right word to use? Prestige?
Yeah, it's like it's definitely like his most, what's the word I'm looking for? Most well-known prestige? Ones. Prestige. Prestige. You really want to use that word, don't you?
That is
prestige.
The word of the day.
But he's most, like, he was most famous for, like, producing a lot of famous Hayao Miyazaki directed Studio Ghibli films. So, like, he was the producer for Nausicaa, he was the producer for Castle in the Sky, he was the musical director for Kiki's Delivery Service. And his last film, which he didn't direct but was a producer of, was The Red Turtle.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so he's done a lot of, like, pretty, not, you know, not necessarily super famous Studio Ghibli films, but he was definitely
part of, like, behind the scenes, main dude behind the scenes.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So far, as of the recording of this episode, there is no cause of death that has been announced yet. But,
I would just guess old age.
Yeah, I mean, he was 82.
Yeah.
So he got up to a pretty good age.
Nothing so obscure at the last moment of your life.
I don't think so, but it says anonymous source that Takahata was in declining health from a heart condition since last year. So,
yeah, you know,
speculated maybe something heart related.
You know what my mom said? She actually said, like, yeah, that is pretty old, but for the Japanese people, that is fairly young. I wonder if something happened to him. Like, she was actually pretty serious about that. I personally found it a little bit funny because, I mean, you guys live quite a long time.
I mean, yeah, we do have the highest life expectancy out of any anybody.
But still, 82, that's still a pretty long life.
That's a good age. Like, I'd be happy to go at 82.
I wonder if Miyazaki's made a statement on all of this yet. Probably not. He kind of doesn't really do social media.
No, not really. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure, like, you know, later on, like, I'm sure Miyazaki will say something. I mean, if he doesn't, then that's a pretty douchey move on Miyazaki's part.
Yeah.
He doesn't say anything about the death of, basically, like, his partner in crime.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, yeah. He is the co-founder.
Yeah, exactly. But let's talk about just some of Isao Takahata's films and, like, how we thought about it.
I've only really watched Grave of the Fireflies, and that's it. And also Red Turtle, but, I mean, he teamed up on that.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen Red Turtle yet.
Oh, it's great.
Okay. What's it about? Like, I know, I think it's directed by a French guy?
Yes. I think it's actually Dutch. If it's not Dutch, it's French. But Hayao Miyazaki definitely helped on it, and so did Isao Takahata.
Yeah.
As far as what the story is about, there is hardly any dialogue whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very minimalistic art style. It's basically this, think of Castaway, but with a little bit of fantasy put into it. So a guy, he gets into an accident and he washes up on the beach. And so he tries to survive, a lot like Tom Hanks in Castaway. But there is a moment where he tries to escape the island. And this is like the premise of the story. So it starts off like this. And when he leaves the island, there is this red turtle that keeps like knocking over his raft, forcing him to stay on the island.
Mm.
So that's kind of where the story starts to grow from there.
Right.
He tries to figure out the mystery of the red turtle and, yeah, just trying to survive and get off the island.
Yeah, I just looked it up. Mikhail, jeez, I'm going to absolutely butcher this name, but it is Dutch. He's a Dutch guy.
Yep,
Mikhail Dudok de Wit, I think. I'm sorry if I completely destroyed that name.
Watch him comment on this, like, on this very niche, like, podcast, being like, how dare you mispronounce my name? I love
your show. I'm a regular
show.
Listener, and I'm offended.
I'm like, I am both flattered and embarrassed.
Yeah, but it says, The Red Turtle was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Animated Feature in 2016.
Nice.
That's really cool. Yeah, I want to watch it. Okay, oh, so you've never seen Pompoko before?
No.
That is one of my favorite Takahata Isao films. I don't know a lot of people who, like, outside of Japan who really talked about Pompoko. I'm probably one of the few people who have, like, probably ever, like, properly seen Pompoko. It's great, though. It's so...
What's it about?
I don't know how to... Pompoko is about these tanuki, basically, these raccoons. Because, like, in Japanese folklore, like, raccoons are these, like, mythical creatures. Kind of like foxes, right? So foxes and raccoons kind of go hand in hand. And it's about this story of these, like... this wildlife, or this mountain that these raccoons live in, is slowly getting destroyed by humans who want to, like, build houses and stuff like that. So what the raccoons do is they team up and they use, like, their special, how would you describe it? Supernatural, like, skills of, like, transformation and basically all of these, like, powers that exist in Japanese mythology, to scare the humans away. So basically it's this huge battle of, like, animals versus humans. And it's like, what can the raccoons do to fight off against this, like, steadily growing human society that is trying to take over their, like, lifestyle and stuff like that. So, I mean, you know, there's, like, a little bit of if you watch, like, Wolf Children?
Yeah.
Like, you know how in Wolf Children, I don't know if this is a spoiler or not, but, like, in Wolf Children, like, you know, one of the kids stays as a human and decides to live a human way of life, and then one of the kids decides to stay as a wolf and live the wolf way of life.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, this also happens in this movie. Like, some of the raccoons decide to stay because they want to, like, maintain their raccoon way of life and try to fight against the humans, but then some of the raccoons give in and transform into humans, basically, like, disguise as humans and decide to live a human way of life because it's less dangerous to their lifestyle, basically. So it's that whole, it's really interesting film. I actually kind of, like, want to watch it again and, like, do a video on it because nobody really talks about this movie because it's really, It's just a good film, and it's like so... What's the word for it? It's like so relevant even today. Even though this was made in 1994, which is, geez, that was the year that I was born. This movie came out like 3 months before I was born.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and my mom absolutely loves it. And that's why like she showed it to me at a young age. Mm. But yeah, that's a really good movie. So I would recommend watching Pom Poko.
Okay.
Did you ever watch Tale of Princess Kaguya?
No, I did not.
That you should watch that. That is like artwork.
It is art. I feel like, you know, Hayao Miyazaki, he's always just great at like writing his stories and conveying them the way he does. And then everyone that works with him, it seems like, I don't know what goes on in there, but I feel they really take away a lot from Miyazaki and become like their own thing, and they can do really well at whatever they do, such as Mamoru Hosoda. And yeah, then now yeah. we have like Isao Takahata. It's like they're not like you can see maybe the influence, but they, I don't know. It seems like they definitely learn a lot from him.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, you know, like Isao Takahata doesn't really have like, you know, a definitive style that a lot of, you know, directors have. Like, you know, like Satoshi Kon, it has really weird editing, and like, you know, Mamoru Hosoda has this like very like rough look to his movies, and then like Shinkai Makoto, everything is like cocaine for the eyes and looks amazing. And so like every prominent anime director has their like own definitive style that makes that theirs. But I feel Takahata Isao is like one of those directors that like doesn't really have a style, but is still so highly regarded just for like what he's done.
Hmm.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like, the work that he did, it was basically thanks to him that Ghibli ever got off the ground. Because he helped push Nausicaa.
Oh, really?
Before the foundation of Studio Ghibli. Yeah, I'm actually reading a book right now about, like, the history of Ghibli. Mm-hmm. And so, like, it's basically, like, Hayao Miyazaki wanted to make this film, but, like, he didn't know how to sell it. So he got Takahata Isao to, like, help push it.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, that's where Ghibli got, like, their kickstart from that. So, if Miyazaki never met Takahata Isao, like, Nausicaa would have just been this, like, really obscure anime film from the early 90s, and, like, nothing would have come out of it.
Yeah. No, I can definitely see that. Truth be told, unfortunately, I did hear the name Isao Takahata, but I never really dwelled into him until his death, like, was announced. And I was like, so he's the one that's been doing these.
I'm sure that's the case with everybody. I mean, that's what it was like with, like, Satoshi Kon.
Yeah? Really?
I mean, like, I know a lot of people who never knew who Satoshi Kon was until he died.
That actually makes me sad.
Yeah, I know. Like, for you and I, who have, like, loved Satoshi Kon, like, you know, since, like, back when he was still alive, like, it's just sad to be like, oh, it's like, you know, the whole Kurt Cobain situation. Like, so many people didn't know the name Kurt Cobain until he died.
Oh, you know? Now he's, like, on all the Forever 21 shirts.
Yeah, basically. He's on all the Forever 21 t-shirts, and, like, they're worn by girls who don't know who Nirvana is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've told you that story before, right?
What story?
Of when I was in high school, there was this girl who was
say it anyway, sorry.
Yeah, there was this girl in high school, who was wearing this Kurt Cobain t-shirt, and I went up to her and I'm like, cool t-shirt, and she's like, oh, thanks, and I'm like, yeah, dude, I love Nirvana, and she's like, who?
Oh,
and God. I just was like, oh my God.
Oh no.
How could you? It's like, the same thing happened with, like, this one chick who was wearing a Ramones shirt. I was like, oh, Ramones, I love the Ramones. And she's like, I don't know who that is. And I'm like, you're wearing the t-shirt. Why? Don't, please.
You know what? Like, okay, the thing is, like, I almost did this yesterday, but I prevented myself from doing so with a band that I have never listened to called Poison.
Poison's a great band.
Yeah, I saw a really awesome tie-dye tank top. It was ripped, and it had Poison, and I was like, oh, that looks great. But the thing is that I have never listened to any of their songs.
You should. I reckon they're a band that you'll really enjoy. Isao Takahata's death, may he rest in peace. And maybe, you know, if this is the first time you're hearing about Isao Takahata's name, then maybe you can go out there and watch some of his movies, because they're all great.
Which one would you suggest first?
Which one would I suggest first? I mean, I think one that is absolutely necessary for everyone to watch is Grave of the Fireflies, because that is an absolute classic. But I would also, you know, considering that not a lot of people know it, I would definitely recommend Pompoko, because that is a fantastic film. And, like, especially if you want to learn about, like, Japanese mythology and, like, because there's a lot to it, you know, and it's a pretty intense film for its time. It's a, it's almost a 24-year-old film, almost 25-year-old film, but it's still, like, animation looks awesome, everything looks great, and yeah, it's just one of those movies that is very, very memorable, very memorable.
Yeah.
And the ending song to that movie is, like, my mom and I still sing that ending song to this day. It's, like, it's so catchy.
Okay.
What about you?
I would recommend Grave of the Fireflies. Yeah, that's just a necessity. That's the only one that I've seen. So, but it's about the bombing of Hiroshima.
Yeah. I mean, like, you would you also recommend Red Turtle, though? Because I still haven't seen that yet.
Yes, Red Turtle as well. You know what? Like, Isao Takahata, I mean, if we're talking about things that he really led on, I mean, Grave of the Fireflies. But honestly, he was just a big driving force behind Studio Ghibli. Hayao Miyazaki is definitely, like the face of it, and he is the main, like, engine that keeps it going. But Isao Takahata, he's wingman. So any Ghibli film that you see, just know that Isao Takahata... Definitely, probably. Maybe, for certain, was behind the scenes in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. I mean, he was the music director for Kiki's Delivery Service, and that movie had a great soundtrack.
Yeah, so...
Yeah. So go. Definitely, go support his movies and go watch his legacy.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to do it, I think, for this episode. Let us know your thoughts about the passing of Isao Takahata. What's your favorite Isao Takahata movie? All that kind of stuff by using our specialized hashtag on Twitter. What was it again, Aki?
I have no idea.
You don't?
No.
Could it be... The one that starts with S?
B?
S?
Anime?
That's the one! Hashtag SBS Anime over on Twitter. SBS Anime. Let us know your thoughts on all that kind of stuff. But anyways, guys, thank you again for tuning into another episode of The Anime Show with Joey and Aki. If you enjoyed the show, make sure to like, favorite, comment, share it with all of your friends. And we hope to see you all next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.